The A-Team. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Ruben Cantu, founder and CEO of Core Media Strategies, pairs investors with startups that have high potential. He knows what separates an A-team from a B-team and the type of prime players investors are looking for.
The way you measure a star-studded team in comparison to a team that is aspiring, their experience and their acumen is one. A lot of people want to rest on the fact that somebody went to an Ivy League school. Just because someone went to Ivy League school doesn't mean that they're a good team player. We want to show that your team has been able to function as a team or in different teams in the past and have been successful.
Another characteristic of elite players is being adaptable.
Are you coachable? The last thing I want to see, especially when I'm coaching these companies and going after investment dollars, is the fact that they're not coachable. If I'm working with a company and I'm trying to give them advice and they say, oh, yeah, I already know that, and they're not willing to listen, that is the number one key sign that this is not going to be a good team to invest in because they're not moldable, they're not adaptable, and they think they know all the answers. As a coach and as an investor, that is the last thing you want to deal with.
Cantu says, even when startups are turned down initially for investment funds, what sets A-teams apart is their ability to be open to new ideas and implement change.
If you show growth, then all of a sudden, now I know that you're listening and that you're willing to take that extra leap. And I think that is one of the best things as an entrepreneur that you can do. The investors aren't always right. However, don't be quick to dismiss advice from people who've been there before.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.